Are your ulcerative colitis symptoms proving difficult to manage? Tremfya, guselkumab, can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. At 1 year, many patients taking Tremfya achieved clinical remission, and some patients also achieved endoscopic remission. Individual results may vary. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and TB. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Ask your doctor if Tremfya can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
And right now, though, we return to the issue I mentioned right at the start of the show about the government looking again to hotels and the hotel industry to solve the problem of housing for Ukrainians. They've made an urgent appeal to hotels and guest houses and are offering them €135 a night for single adults. That is the going rate that is up for grabs. But Ono Mara Walsh is with me. He's the CEO of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation. Owen, have we reached the point and possibly passed the point where there's too much reliance on the tourism sector?
Hi, Ciarán. Well, I think, from the outset, it was only right that Ireland provided as much humanitarian assistance as possible to the Ukrainians that were fleeing the conflict. And hotels had to play a part and did play a part and continue to play a part. But we've always argued that it should be a short-term fix. Hotels should be part of the solution, not the sole solution. Our current estimates, well, there was an Oireachtas committee hearing last month, and the estimates at the time were about 15% of all tourism accommodation in the state were being used by Ukrainian refugees. That's probably jumped to now 20% or so. And just the fear is, as that increases, and if that becomes a medium to long-term scenario, it has unintended consequences for the tourism industry and is destabilizing for what is the largest indigenous industry the country has and the biggest regional employer we have.
Yeah, I know there had been a hope that once the universities all shut up shop, that student accommodation would be used. This would kind of release an awful lot of rooms in the hotel industry, and by September, a more permanent solution would have been found. I mean, we're only 5 weeks, 6 weeks from September. It certainly doesn't look like that's happened.
Yeah. And this is being managed, we must remember, by the Department of Children, who obviously kind of their first priority is simply to house refugees. And, you know, we would argue that the government and the state apparatus must be much more creative. And hotels will always be part of the solution. But you know, there are holiday homes, there are vacant dwellings, there are unused buildings. You know, as you mentioned, there was a lot of talk about student accommodation. They will come off the system, if you like, now. But we can't just rely on tourism accommodation to house Ukrainians, because, as I say, it does have a massive destabilizing impact. You know, the Fortune Ireland figures would state that for every euro a tourist spends in accommodation, €2.50 is spent on ancillary tourism services such as attractions or restaurants or pubs. So, okay, you know, that €2.50
So it's not just the hotel, it's all the other money that gets spent in Killarney and Kilkee and Kilkenny and everywhere else.
Exactly. I mean, you could argue that the government contracts, you know, are a contract for the hotels. So the hotels, you know, are doing okay insofar as they get a guaranteed revenue stream for a period of time. But the broader tourism industry in that particular region is suffering badly. And, you know, we can all live with that because obviously there's a bigger issue at play in terms of the Ukrainian crisis. We can live with it for a period of time. But if it goes on into the medium term or indeed into the longer term, it has huge unintended consequences for our sector.
And do you suspect it will, Owen?
Well, I'm kind of just reading the news wires like yourself, and there's talk of 1,400 refugees per week for the rest of the year. You know, just my calculations, that's about 30,000 additional refugees. I'd love to see a sort of a clear roadmap and a clear master plan from government as to where they will be housed. If they're all housed in hotels, then there's a serious problem for the tourism industry as we run into autumn, winter and into next year. And that will have, as I say, it will have unintended consequences and a destabilizing effect on a key export industry such as tourism, and also particularly in the regions of Ireland. If you look at the likes of Youghal or Kilkee or Listonvarna at the moment, you know, a lot of the tourism accommodation is currently with Ukrainian refugees or indeed other asylum seekers. And as I say, on a short-term basis, we can all live with that because, you know, it's important that we provide proper, if you like, roofs over the heads of people in that scenario. But on a long-term basis, we have to make sure that tourism accommodation is principally for tourists and that there are other accommodation sources are used for refugees.
Well, it's that we've tried as much as we can to give benefit of the doubt to those organising all of this and this show, and I know you do the same. I mean, the sheer scale of numbers is kind of staggering. 40,000 so far. It means there's more people from Ukraine in Ireland than there are people from County Leitrim, and at 1,400 a week, by the end of the year, there'll be more people from Ukraine in Ireland than from counties Roscommon, Sligo, Monaghan, Carlow, Longford or Leitrim. I mean, it's climbing up as a county. County Ukraine is climbing up the charts, which, like I said right at the outset, not an argument to shut our doors, but it just gives a sense of how big an issue and how big a problem this is in terms of finding suitable accommodation. Owen, a pleasure and thanks a million. Owen O'Mara Walsh, the CEO of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.